Morning, Bruce.
Andy, how are you?
Doing good, sir. How are you?
Where have all the auto shows gone? Look on the sites for auto shows, and basically they're like, see in 2021 is basically what the word is out there, right?
Yeah, absolutely. With COVID going on, they've basically all been postponed or moved.
So, again, we're talking today with Andy Love, Director of Brand Sales, the Maserati North America. What do auto manufacturers have to do then to kind of reach their clientele?
Well, what we've seen, and it's not just on that front, but is also on buying. Customers want to go more and more digital if they can, at least in the entry-level phases. So the nice part is, traditionally, Bruce, when you had an auto show, the only people that could go see the reveals were journalists. Customers had to wait to find out about it and go to public days. Now, we're revealing everything digitally on our websites that everybody can watch, whether it's a customer, whether it's a journalist, at the same time. So, that's what's happening. We're doing everything digitally and then pushing that out to all of our social and media channels. So I think that's a cool part.
So how much does the marketer or just sort of the person who's putting that image that everybody gets to see, how important does that really become to impress somebody when you're seeing something over a screen as opposed to in person?
Well, I think it's absolutely paramount. I mean, you got to make sure you're picking the right image, the right color, the right spec of the car, everything that, and the right angles to make sure that it shows off. Because depending on how you take a picture, a car can look, shorter, longer, disproportionate. Also, you got to be careful on people, cropping images, and then, because again, they can mess up the proportions of the car pretty easily online. So there's a lot of care that's taken, and when you do a digital reveal, to make sure that stuff happens and you're showing the car properly.
Well, let's talk about some of the new vehicle introductions. Let's start with some things from Jeep and Dodge. What can you tell us about that class?
Yeah, I mean, as part of the bigger family, FCA, I mean, Jeep just revealed their Grand Wagoneer, the top of the line for them, which is very exciting, kind of bringing back that nameplate. And then Ram just revealed their high-performance TRX model, which is going to be a screamer and an off-road truck, too. So lots of exciting stuff going on there. And then we get to Maserati. We just revealed our new mid-engined MC20, which is our mid-engine rear-wheel drive supercar. So lots of stuff going on at FCA.
Why do they call this a new era for Maserati?
So, and that's a good question. We've just revealed this car, but this car really is going to embody a lot of our vehicles going forward. It's got a new design language for Maserati. It's got a lot of technology in it that we're going to put in other vehicles coming out. So we have a lot of other vehicles coming behind it, and this one kind of signifies the new start of Maserati, from a look standpoint, from a technology standpoint. It's going to go across all of our vehicles going forward. So that's kind of why we say it's our new era.
What is the technology that you can talk about that's moving forward in a lot of these high-end vehicles?
Yeah, well, one of the main things is the engine. This is the first time in 20 years we have an engine that's 100% designed, engineered, and going to be built by Maserati. This Nettuno engine that we've named, or Neptune, is a small 3-liter V6 that we put Formula One technology into. It's got two spark plugs per cylinder. And it really allows it to be super high-performing, but also fuel-efficient and quiet. And that's something that you'll see as we launch other vehicles go across a lot of our vehicles. So, and that puts out 621 horse in this mid-engine supercar, so it's no slouch.
Talk about those butterfly doors a little bit. That's sort of an image for that, but, is it necessary, or is that part of the style for something like that?
I think it's a little bit of both. The nice part about butterfly doors from a practical standpoint is it makes ingress egress out of the car super easy because it completely opens up the driver space. So getting in and out of the car, and I'm 6'5", it makes it a heck of a lot easier. But also I think there's it's supercar worthy in the look. Everyone's used to supercars having doors like this, but also when you open it up, it allows you to see a lot of the carbon fiber inside the car, which I think is also part of the look too.
Talk about the inside, the comfort. You mentioned how big you are fitting in something like that. What are some of the amenities for the driver?
Yeah, well, you know, the nice part is that one of our lead designer is 6'7", and I know that he's designed it for someone of his size. So it's fantastic that I can fit in a car like this. But the car really is meant for drivers and racers. It's I would say distractionless. It's more of a darker interior, kind of all the way around with Alcantara. We have two 10-inch touchscreens that are fully digital. And we have also all the, you know, the wireless CarPlay, the Android operating system, so you can do a lot of things with your hands on the steering wheel. And that's what it's meant to do, is keep your eyes on the road and or on the track.
How many people can fit in that, if I might ask? I've not seen the inside, so I'm curious. What's the seating for that?
It's a two-person supercar, so.
All right.
Two people.
We're talking with Andy Love, Director Brand and Sales, Maserati North America, about the lack of the auto shows. Now there's ways you can check these things out. I'm curious about these colors. They gave a list of these interesting colors. Bianco Audace.
Audace. Yes.
And then.
Yeah, that's the lead color that we just revealed. It's a it's like a warm white, a matte white with a blue mica embedded into it. Just an absolutely fantastic color, and one that, you know, with the right light, it actually looks a little blue. And you know, I don't know if you've seen a lot of our old historic show cars, but that harkens back to some of those cars.
And you got to make sure that some of those colors pop, as we talked about earlier, when you see these things virtually. When can people start actually getting up close to some of these vehicles? What's the prediction on that?
Oh, very soon. So we have a prototype here that we're taking around the country to many of our dealers across the U.S. and Canada, and that starts this week. So I would definitely, if you're interested, find your local dealer on our website at MaseratiUSA.com and see if they're having a local event. Because what we're trying to do is, without auto shows, trying to give the dealers a car for a day so they can do one-on-one meetings with customers, COVID style, and allow customers to see it in a safe environment.
Yeah, I mean, there's things, you can see pictures of it, you can see videos, nothing though like being right in front of it. And meeting it face-to-face, so to speak. But that time will come back again soon, Andy. I'm pretty sure for that.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I don't think it's going anywhere.
Yeah, we appreciate your time this morning, Andy Love. If people want to find out more, where's a good place to get the start of what's happening?
Yeah, I appreciate it. Just MaseratiUSA.com, and check us out there. Thank you so much.
Thanks for your time.